No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
You're listening to WMUC 90.5 FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm Polly.
I'm Jerson.
And this is the Music Team Show. Today, our theme is in honor of Halloween. Just around the corner on Friday, we're going to play spooky songs. Today, we met yesterday at the station for Music Team, and we won... Oh yeah, thank you. We went over some songs we thought were spooky, unsettling, scary, you know, all those things. So this might be kind of a kind of an unsettling, disjointed one, because
very, very disjointed.
A lot of people have very different ideas of what is scary in music. So, I mean, if you're down for it, then we're gonna hear some spooky, scary stuff. And they might be spooky, scary in different ways, but we'll try to, like, justify them all, I guess.
Yeah, we'll try our best.
We'll try our best to justify their places. And this is going to be... I promise that we tried our best on this one. We're going to play Only Acting by Caro Carabinito.
I got this one. I got the next one. Mizute Hirata Ratsuri Tumaraku by Hachi.
And Modern Girl by Sleater-Kinney and Spider by Venturing. So this is, Caro Carabinito is kind of like, I think what we have going on in this theme, I guess, that I'll try to put it together, is it's songs that kind of have like a childlike, like melody, like wonder, like maybe like a nursery rhyme-y kind of feeling, but with like an unsettling aspect.
Yeah,
so only
like a lot of alt rock, like
Only Acting is kind of like, Caro Carabinito made a lot of very optimistic pop music, and then this album got really strange and has some like weird passages that you might notice. And second song,
You know of the anime Chainsaw Man, Hachi is his first project that the guy who made the OP for that anime, this is his first project. He made a Vocaloid project back in 2010, like before he's famous.
And Modern Girl, I feel like that one can speak for itself, to be honest. And Venturing is also the alias of Jane Remover, if you're familiar. So I think all these are have a similar through line. If you try to keep that in mind, this is going to be... Actually, we mentioned, I can't say the song, so we're going to start with Only Acting.
When I step onto the stage, see the curtain raise, I'm apparent, I've got someone to play. All the crowd are in the seats, looking straight at me for an answer. They just get what they see. They applaud in the ashes, locking the door till the matinee.
So good show you have.
you gotta hide, where to put your pride, when to realize you've had your time. Find another role, carry on the show.
Thank you.
All right, that was Only Acting by Cara Carabinito, Modern Girl by Sleater-Kinney.
Misune Harare Hasute Tumoroku by Hachi.
Nice. And Spider by Venturing. So yeah, I think all these songs have sort of like the... well, maybe not the last one as much, but Jane Remover definitely has a lot of that. Like, it's songs that have like youthful energy while also kind of being like eerie and scary. I was the person that put Modern Girl and Only Acting in because I think they're sort of the same type of vibe of it's kind of like a little ditty, but it's like produced in like a really evil way.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, 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 nah,
yeah, I remember the first time I listened to Only Acting, I thought my headphones were like bugging out.
Yeah, and then it does like that, like it does that sound, and it's like very crazy. But I just like that Modern Girl also is like kind of like a happy little ditty that has like this insane production, like blown out production towards the end. And if you actually listen to lyrics, she changes like two words every single line, and it like it's just like absolutely oozing in sarcasm. It changes happy to hungry to angry.
Yeah.
And that's like the entire thing. And it's like, it just changes the meaning of the song so much. It's like great writing. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about the Hachi.
You talk about that.
Yeah. I think like for me, like Vocaloid like can low-key be really scary and eerie just because of like, especially older Vocaloid, because it's like so, like the modern Vocaloid's a little better. Like it sounds kind of real, but like older Vocaloid sounds very robotic and very unsettling, and I think it really fits that kind of like unsettling kind of vibe. I know a lot of people aren't the biggest fans of Vocaloid, and I kind of understand why, but like I think it has some merit in like production and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I think that was sort of the through line for those ones. This one is sort of just stuff that sounds spooky and is going to be like drawn out. We're going to be playing Dead Hearts by Dead Man's Bones, which, if you aren't familiar, is Ryan Gosling's Halloween-themed band that he did. It's two-man band with him and another guy that they did in, like, 2009. And they have one album. It's actually kind of good for something you can describe as Ryan Gosling's Halloween-themed band. It's actually kind of actually like scary. And then we're going to play one of the scariest albums ever. We're going to play Threads by Portishead off of Third, which is like actually one of the scariest albums ever. And then The Devil Is in the Details by Boards of Canada. I don't know if this one's as scary to me, but were saying it was wet and squelchy. That's not scary to me, but I appreciate that that's scary to other people. And then we're going to play You Can Say This One.
Schizophrenia by Nitro Plus. It's off of, it's from a game called Song of Sia.
All right. Well, this is Dead Hearts, Threads, The Devil Is in the Details, and Schizophrenia. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Dead Hearts by Dead Man's Bones, Threads by Portishead, The Devil is in the Details by Boards of Canada, and Schizophrenia by Nitro Plus. Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed Ryan Gosling's Halloween-themed band, which is actually kind of good and actually kind of scary. And Portishead Third is like the scariest album ever, and that's like the ending.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of adds to the spookiness of that part at the end where it's like, meow,
yeah,
meow.
Like a ship, yeah,
yeah. It sounds like a ship going under. That's yeah. That's what you said. And I don't really think that The Devil's in the Details is scary, to be honest.
Yeah, I was thinking. Well, I thought it was scary. I was thinking like if you ever played the game like mouthwashing, like that kind of like. Flesh tunnel kind of like aesthetic. That's what I imagine.
Yeah, like grotesque body horror stuff. I understand. Like, I could totally get that, but it's too squelchy. It's like funny. It's like too
wet.
It's too funny for me to be. Yeah, I don't know, but it's cool. And I don't. Yeah.
The last song it was suggested by someone at Music Team, but it comes from a visual novel game called Song of Saya, which is another like body horror game with that same aesthetic as mouthwashing.
Oh, okay. I see that. Yeah. This looks like something that I would probably like. To be honest,
I've heard Song of Saya is really good. Yeah.
This looks like something I would probably be into.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're gonna play. Oh, we have 20 more. Oh yeah, we're gonna. Well, we have 3 more songs. We're definitely going to need to play more. But for right now, we are going to play 3 more, which is "Lay Down and Rot" by Euboea, "The Dog Is Dead" by Jackie Extreme, and "Solar Witch" by. Can you say this one for me?
Thanty Faxath. I don't know if that's.
This is going to be like. This is like the metal section.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is going to be like
very noisy,
hardcore, scary stuff. So, yeah, lock in for that. This is Lay Down Rot, The Dog Is Dead, and Solar Witch.
Yeah! Die. The darkest.
All right, that was Lay Down and Rot by Euboea, The Dog is Dead by Jackie Extreme, and Solar Witch by, oh my gosh, you got it.
Thady Faxath, I think.
Fantafaxith. You know, we're just going to go for it. Those scared me. yeah. So I hope you were scared. That was the really spooky part. Wow.
Euboea album. Yeah. One of the most depressing albums I've ever listened to.
I don't even know if I was I was just scared.
That's a probably the scariest song of the album, but the whole album is just so sad and so self-loathing.
It's
a sad album. It's great.
Well, let's play something a bit less. It's going to have some spooky elements, but it's not going to be that scary. And just to lead you off on something on a better note, we're going to play two songs. We're going to play... should we just talk about one and then do the other? We're going to play Suspended in Gaffa by Kate Bush.
Out in the garden, there's hope for the heaven, and we're only bluffing. We're not ones for busting through walls, but they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can't have it all. He's gonna wangle a way to get out of it. She's an excuse and a witness who'll talk when he's called. But they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can't have it out. We can't have it out. It's clearer that something appears in the way that's a plank in the eye with a camel who's trying to get through it. Am I doing it? Can I have it all now? I pull out the plank and say thank you for yanking me back to the fact that there's always something to distract. But sometimes it's hard to know if I'm doing it right. Can I have it all now? Can I have it all now?
All right.